Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, how are you doing today? Hope you are in good health and are feeling great to get into the day. Today's devotional is titled, The Value of Diligence. And I must say that when I started reading the scripture, I didn't quite get it. But after being led to go over and over it, the light hit me. You know, I checked the meaning of the word lazy, and it said unwilling to work or use energy. And I thought to myself, it couldn't possibly be that simple. People have reasons, valid reasons for doing what they do. So oftentimes in my own attempt to correct my old ideologies, I like to explore why I think that way. I read an article that said that as an evolutionary trait, we are hardwired to preserve our energy in an effort to preserve ourselves, and hence the resultant symptom of laziness. It actually described laziness as not a trait, but as a symptom of an underlying condition. So when someone is being lazy, the baseline is that they are sort of protecting their energy. However, when you think about it, you cannot simply preserve yourself by trying to maintain or reserve the energy that you have, because you must understand that your mere existence requires energy. Even when you're sitting in one position, your body still uses energy, and therefore it will be wiser to expend some of the energy that you have in order to refill your energy tank. In order to live well, you need to constantly trade your energies. Think about it this way. Everybody knows it's not enough to simply save money in the bank, because as you spend daily, it gradually runs out, and so it tends to be wiser to invest some of that money, however you choose, to make some more profit on it so your money can keep growing. Now here is a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1 to 6 that not only cautions against laziness but takes it to the next level. It says, "Ship your grain across the sea. After many days you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If the clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant, and whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well." And this is from Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 1 to 6 in the NIV version. Now I did check out the word diligent too, and it suggests being constant in effort to achieve something. Now, when I go back into the scripture and I look at all the things that he talked about, he's talking about putting in multiple efforts in order to be able to have a good return. He says, invest in 7 businesses and even in 8, because you don't know what's going to come upon the land. And that is indicative of the fact that life is fashioned in such a way that we don't have all the answers. We don't always have all the answers. We cannot predict what the future would look like. And so because we don't know that, we need to put in much effort, we need to put in much work, we need to diversify our efforts, because we don't know which one of them is going to do well, which one of them is going to fail. If you are a crop farmer, you know that you might plant 100 seeds, but maybe about 85% of them will make it. Now, the 15% that didn't make it, that is a fail, and you might not have a harvest for that. However, because you planted a lot, you have a lot more salvaged, you have a lot more left that can actually be used for something substantial. Imagine you planted just 5 and all the 5 are the ones that were not going to, you know, grow or germinate or something like that. There isn't much to pick from. So diligence is that principle that ensures a harvest at all cost. It runs on the principle of revelation, a revelation of the fact that we do not know all the works of God. We cannot predict it, and because we cannot predict it, we do not know which of our efforts will bear much fruit, and therefore need to put in as much effort as possible so that even when some fail, some will still survive, and we're gonna make profit of the ones that survived. So diligence here, initially when I thought about diligence, I thought about working hard, like, you know, just trying so hard to make things work, or putting in so much effort to make things work. But now when I think about diligence, I think about it as doing what is absolutely necessary so that regardless of what goes wrong, you could guarantee a harvest, right? So investing as much, putting in as much effort, working hard at something, diversifying your portfolio. Now, when we talk about diligence in everyday life context, we're talking about the fact that we do not know the results of our efforts. We do not know what is going to happen at the end of the day. He says that as far as, just like you don't know how the baby is formed in the womb, yes, you don't know what is the way of the wind, that is the same way you do not know the works of God who makes everything. But this is the instruction: in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand. Don't be idle, for you don't know which of your works will prosper. So in order to make this a bit more practical, you can look at it this way: with everything that we do that we expect some kind of a return or some kind of a harvest, because we don't know which of our efforts that we put in will guarantee a harvest, we need to put in as much effort as possible. Think about it this way: when you're going to study for an exam, you're probably gonna have just 100 questions, MCQs, and then you're good. However, even though it's just 100 questions, because you don't know which questions are coming, you literally study your notes from the beginning of the term to the end of the term, just so that at least you have everything covered. And if there were questions that were asked, they will be within your purview. That is the principle of diligence. Diligence says that I need to go above and beyond in order to be able to secure a harvest regardless of what goes wrong. So it is an acknowledgement of the fact that we don't have all the variables in our control, and we understand the sovereignty of God. Because of that, we will do as much as we can, as much as we have to, so that even if something went wrong along the course of the day, or along the course of the work, or along the course of the journey of waiting to harvest, if something went wrong, we will have something substantial to harvest. I thought about this principle and it was so deep for me, and I thought I'd share it with you. It's changed the way I think. It's changed the way I work, because now I have reason to go the extra mile. I have reason to seek to do more. I have reason to try harder, because I don't know which of my efforts is going to succeed. And so I'm going to put in all the effort that I can. I'm going to put in the time, the energy, and the effort into all these different things that I do. And by God's grace, one of them will trigger. By God's grace, one of them or a number of them will work out. But because I don't know which one it is, I have to keep putting in the work. And that is the value of diligence. I hope you found this helpful. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I give you so much glory for this information, oh God, that has come to us, this knowledge that has reached us, this insight that has reached us. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you give us the strength to pursue as many things as possible. Help us to pursue the journey that you, God, have set us on, and help us to be more constant, to be more consistent in our thoughts, in our actions, in our belief systems, oh God. Keep us at oneness with you, oh God. Let us not fall by the roadside. Let us not be lazy, having an expectation that even if we don't work hard, things are going to fall in place for us. We thank you, oh God, that you are with us, and we are winning because you are with us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So something that I wanted to add there was that when it comes to laziness, laziness is sort of an assumption that everything is going to be fine regardless of whether I put in the effort or not. You know, is some kind of entitlement, you know, that the universe should reward you for the little work. Or it is also an assumption that the one effort you're putting in is going to reap for you a mighty harvest. That is the, I feel like that is the illusion, or that is the falsehood, the mistake of laziness. We assume that the least effort that we put in will be enough to produce the results that we're seeking. But half of the time, it's not true. Because whatever results, whatever efforts that you put in, you're going to lose a bit of it to time and chance. And so you want to put in as much effort so that even when that happens, you still have something to count on. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.